Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have been noting, and certainly over the last while, I've heard of a number of incidents of crime within the area, within the community. And I was wondering how we are doing. Is it just because we hear of them? Have the numbers gone up? Have they gone down? What is it looking like in terms of crime? Sean Jammy is the Chief Operating Officer at CAP Security. Sean, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
My pleasure. Good morning, Howard, and hello to all your listeners.
So how are we doing? How is it looking out there?
Howard, I think in general the picture is positive. We, in terms of serious violent crime, and looking at the greater Savoy, Waverley, Glen Hazel, Sydenham, those areas, we are safer today then we've pretty much been for the past 20-25 years, statistically.
Incredible.
We're at a level this year or last year that we were last at in 2020, in terms of the number of serious violent crimes. We're down on 2023, and overall we're doing well in our fight against crime together with the community and SAPS and all of the stakeholders that are involved.
How does that compare to what's happening outside of these areas?
It's a good question. We don't keep as accurate stats and reporting outside of CAP areas. However, Joburg-wide, we've seen reductions in serious violent crime. Outside of Joburg, there are increases. Obviously, we can look at the police stats, which, you know, unfortunately, they're not as timely as we'd like. They released, almost 6-7 months after the end of the year, but there have been increases in certain types of crime. Of course, the most heinous crimes, like domestic violence and gender-based violence, are on the up, and that's extremely troubling. But unfortunately, that's not the type of thing that we can really influence.
Yeah, absolutely not. So can you take us through what we are seeing in terms of your numbers?
So we look at crime in two areas, in violent crime, contact crime, and soft crime. In terms of violent crime, we saw an increase specifically in the greater Glen Hazel area in hijackings in 2022-2023. That was owing really to one particular crew, a gang of actually very young members. We were able to make arrests there. We were able to apprehend those perpetrators, and subsequently saw a decrease in that. Of course, there was an incident last week that is extremely troubling, because a shot was fired, and that's something that a lot of people heard about. But we're optimistic that we're going to be able to apprehend those suspects as well. So that's the sort of contact crime in the Glen Hazel area. In the Savoy Waverley area, subsequent to the initially controversial enclosure, the road closure being implemented, we saw really contact crime almost being switched off. We saw a 75% decrease over and above already relatively low levels. So very, very low levels of violent crime in Savoy and Waverley.
That's very interesting.
Soft crime is...
Can we just stop there for 1 second? Because there's always a lot of debate around the inconvenience, the irritation of this. But just go back to what you said, that you've seen a complete... it's made a significant difference.
So the exact number is we saw a 73% decrease in serious violent crime in that enclosure specifically. Yes.
Unbelievable. Is that conversation still being held around the Glen Hazel area?
Absolutely. So unfortunately, it's sometimes glacially slow, the process, because it involves the city and multiple stakeholders within the city, whether it's everyone from the ambulance service, Metro, SAPS, and all of these stakeholders have to be involved. I myself was in a meeting last week with one of the key decision makers in the city, and they're positive about the closure being allowed, but we're discussing, you know, under what rules. They're a little bit concerned about the size of the closure. It is very big, but yes, the conversation is being held. We are moving ahead with it, and we're just trying to extract maximal benefit from it.
Right. Okay. Sorry, I interrupted you. You were talking about soft crime?
Sure. Soft crime, soft crime's an interesting one. It's very much area dependent. So in Sydenham, for example, one of our biggest challenges is the theft of the brass water meters, the older water meters that are outside people's homes. Which is absolutely infuriating for the victims. It's incredibly damaging because you end up with this massive gusher of water outside someone's home. That's been a big challenge, and that we're trying to work with the city so that the city replaces those meters with plastic water meters. And obviously, these incidents are occurring late at night. The cap vehicles can't be everywhere all at once. So there are those opportunities for criminals to do that. Theft of things like light fittings, that type of thing is prevalent. But once again, statistically, we are on a downward trend, or we are continuing a downward trend as far as soft crime is concerned.
That is all we have to. In fact, no, we've got one more minute, and I do want to ask you this. What is the thing that our listeners, the one thing to look out for, to be concerned about, where you and as well as our listeners need to work together to try and eliminate?
That's a great question. I think in today's in 2024, the lessons that we really proselytized, I think is the right word, we preached in 2006, 2007 when CAP or GAP was first launched, those remain relevant. We've just changed the name. We call it situational awareness. Okay, know where you are, know what's around you, be aware, and then take action. If you see something that looks out of place, call it in. It's that old, you know, if you see it, say it adage. If you're at home, arm an alarm, have a working alarm. Just understand where you are, what the risks could be. And actually, the likelihood of a car accident is far higher than crime, than serious violent crime. So you know, don't let it weigh heavily on you. Just understand, we live in Johannesburg. This is something that we have to be mindful of, and be mindful. I think is the single lesson that I'd like to impart.
Sean Jammy, thank you as always, Chief Operating Officer at CAP Security. It's 8:30.